You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A group of protesters is currently gathered outside ANZ on Queen Street, encouraging the bank to divest in fossil fuels. Despite the company's public commitment to the 1.5 target in the Paris Agreement, a report by 350 claims their overall lending globally to fossil fuel industries between 2015 and 2017 was $7.4 billion. In an interview with 95BFM producer Oscar Perez on Tuesday this week, Claudia from 350 said that ANZ's sponsorship of the so-called Petroleum Club would come at a surprise to the company's customers.
It's different to their sponsorship of, say, our favourite sports teams or our most loved charitable causes. ANZ has gone behind doors to sponsor the Petroleum Club, which meets four times a year to discuss the advancement of the oil and gas industry in New Zealand.
ANZ themselves, via their YouTube channel, highlight the importance of responsible investing.
That same thing that we're seeing with responsible investing is going to translate through into green finance, and the lens is going to change from let's not do the bad things, but let's do the good things. We've still got to make a dollar, but we've got to also leave the environment in a better place than we found it. We've got to contribute more back into society, and around the world, that's what societies are demanding. They're demanding that of people, businesses, they're demanding it of governments, whether they be central government, local government. We've all got a role to play here.
While ANZ maintains its carbon neutral status by carbon offsetting, the company was allegedly responsible for financing over 2,000 million tonnes of CO2 during that two-year period. Meanwhile, ANZ reported offsetting approximately 2 million tonnes of CO2 emissions since 2014, less than 0.1% of the emissions they would have enabled. As a customer of ANZ, I emailed the bank back in June this year and received a response from someone on behalf of David Beveridge, saying that fossil fuels make only 0.23% of the bank's total lending, or $415 million, and that their lending to renewable energy was over 2.5 times that. Now, if you're looking to speak with your money and invest in a 100% fossil-free bank in New Zealand, you're currently out of luck. While 350 rated TSB as their top bank, they note they still have a way to go. While TSB implemented a policy in 2016 that excludes investment in fossil fuels, 350 suggests to commit to becoming completely fossil-free, the bank needs to also implement an ethical lending policy. Turning back to ANZ, the bank has been the subject of a week of protests organised by 350. Hundreds of crowd-funded posters have been plastered outside ANZ branches and ATMs in Auckland, Wellington, Nelson, Christchurch and Dunedin. And protests took place in Wellington and Dunedin yesterday outside ANZ branches. In Dunedin, protesters were encouraging the community to take chocolate coins as a souvenir of oil from the frontier of oil exploration, the Otago South Basin. Meanwhile, in Wellington, demonstrators humorously invited passers-by to join the exclusive Petroleum Club with a nice glass of freshly drilled crude oil. In attendance was my very own father, Phil Clatworthy, and I asked him how the protest was received.
People were having a good time and having fun with it, which was important. I think humour's a really good way of, you know, getting the message across, which is otherwise a pretty grim topic. Passers-bys were mostly, as they do, passed by. A lot of them didn't actually get the humour of it or the irony of it, which was a shame. You know, they actually legitimately thought we were toasting with ANZ about their petroleum profits, which was a bit sad.
350 is currently staging an Auckland demonstration outside the ANZ on Queen Street, which started at midday today. I went down to see what form today's protest would take.
And now we're crossing live to Bronnie. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, quite clearly.
Oh, awesome. Okay. No problems like the last week.
No.
So how's the protest going? What's the vibe like down there?
Well, as expected, it's in keeping with the sort of satirical theme that they've been going for so far in both Wellington and Dunedin. So this particular stance they've taken for this one is they've got people posing as ANZ reps, asking people to put a marble in the jar and vote for which fictional fossil fuel project they'd like to see ANZ sponsor next. So the idea is kind of to make it what it would look like if ANZ told the truth and if they were proud of their relationship with the Petroleum Club. So the three options they've got people to choose from. You can choose for yourselves. There's the Mount Eden open cast coal mine, or secondly, oil drilling in the Waitemata, and thirdly, an Auckland coal-fired power plant. And just talking to people down there about the reason that they decide to take this satirical approach, it was actually really interesting that they sort of highlighted how much more engagement they get, you know, when you're sort of cheerily approaching people, asking them to take part in this sort of customer engagement, as opposed to what we're used to seeing in protests, and especially when it comes to the climate crisis, we're so used to seeing distressing images and unrest and just sort of turning a blind eye and walking straight past. So it's actually great to see a lot of people engaging in this particular style of protest, albeit still very confused. I think there's definitely a couple of people who aren't quite getting the irony of it, but it's overall quite a fun atmosphere.
As a couple of people just happily submitting their marbles. So I guess the other thing is, as you and I were talking about before, there are several banks that do invest in fossil fuels. Why single out ANZ?
Yeah, and especially I noticed, I mean, as I was walking past here, I walked past ASB and Westpac and BNZ, I'm sure, is also somewhere down here on Queen Street. So, and as the reports by 350 show, these four, they're among the four that are just as bad in terms of investing in fossil fuels and lending to those companies. I think the reason this particular protest has decided to single out ANZ, as well as I think them possibly being the worst in terms of giving the most amount of money and possibly investing the least in renewable energy, it's really this recent discovery of their affiliation with the Petroleum Club, and so that's kind of what all these satirical protests are playing off, that lack of transparency and what it would look like if they were transparent.
Mm. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Petroleum Club? What is it?
Yeah, so I was trying to talk to some people down here and get a bit more information. To my knowledge, it's a group that meets four times a year, a group of representatives, and they are sort of discussing the furthering and the innovation of the fossil fuel industry. And I spoke to some of the 350 organizations, some of their protesters down here today, also they interrupted one of those meetings a while back, and that was where they actually found the ANZ representatives in attendance. And so that's kind of where this whole thing stemmed from. But it's not a problem. Well, it's up for people to decide whether they think it's a problem that ANZ is part of this club. But more importantly, just that ANZ is transparent about it so that the customers, you know, can make that informed decision.
Yeah, make a choice that they can ethically align with, absolutely. And so today with these protests, I'm curious, what are they hoping for? What outcome is desirable?
Well, I think along with just getting some kind of transparency, I think the long-term goals of 350 are obviously divestment. But we see that even that is only really the first stage, you know, giving, not loaning or investing money in fossil fuels. And in fact, what 350 are really looking to see, and what they're pushing some of the other banks such as TSB and Kiwi Bank, who are a little bit better in that they don't invest or loan to fossil fuels, rather it's pushing them to implement strong policies that they will not continue to do so. You know, just because they don't do it at the moment, you know, they want some kind of certainty that that's not going to happen in the future. So that's the really long-term goal, but I guess for ANZ, divestment is the very first step.
Interesting. Well, Bronnie, I can't wait for you to be back up at B in a bit. We can do the traditional high five, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be back for the high five. I'll just take some photos for Insta, and then I'll be back.
Awesome. We'll see you soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.